This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up on a Tuesday evening. It's been a really good show. Enjoyed it all the way. If you miss anything, go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast, and you'll be able to hear the entire show. Also, shows in the past as well. Thanks so much to Coach Mike Smith, head coach at American Heritage Plantation, and head coach Tim Ice Harris from Miami Booker T. Washington, as we talked a lot of football, and also with Coach Harris, whose son will be in action as a defensive back coach at FAU this Friday night in a big game against the University of South Florida. It's a home game in Boca. It's going to be on national TV, and here's somebody to break it down with us from Owls 247, Cam Priester. Cam, thanks so much for taking the time. Big doings this Friday in Boca Raton, and certainly the Owls need to pick off a win here.
Yeah. First of all, I really appreciate you having me on. I really appreciate it. But you're exactly right. It's going to be a big game. We got word a couple hours ago, I think it was, that they – shut down classes. They're shutting down the campus like that last couple hours of the day. So hopefully it's going to be a pretty good crowd. And, this is two teams that I think have been pretty underwhelming from what everybody expected going into the season. But when you kind of throw them into a standalone rivalry game on a Friday night, I think it could be kind of like a pressure cooker kind of game. I'm really not sure what to expect, honestly, but I think we should expect a pretty good game.
Yeah. Well, when you and I last talked, we figured, they beat Wagner. They could beat North Texas State, and they could beat University of Texas San Antonio. Come up on the losing end in a game against North Texas where they were there. I mean, the whole game, they had their chances to win. Not so much with UTSA on the road, but now they put themselves in a in a position, Cam, that they've got to win four out of the last five to be a bowl eligible team, because after this Friday, you got East Carolina on the road, you got Temple on the road, and then finish with Charlotte at home and then go on the road to Tulsa. So of those teams, three out of the last five games are on the road. Can they catch fire, or is this one of these programs that you just never know what to expect?
I mean, I really think there is a chance they could. However, Tom Herman talked about this. This is a really good team whenever they are all firing on all cylinders. Every unit is playing to the best of their capabilities, like you said, which we saw for most of the game against North Texas. The offense looked as great as it has all season. The defense was doing a really good job in limiting one of the better passing offenses in the AAC, but that just completely escaped them in the last 2 minutes. And, and you can point to other games where, the offense is, playing well, and then the defense just loses it. They haven't put it together for an entire game. And, maybe if they can put it together as an entire team in all of these games, sure, but they really haven't shown to this point an ability to do so. But maybe, and I asked Herman this today, is a big rivalry win against USF a springboard to that? And he said the exact same thing, possibly. It's just we have to consistently put it together for four quarters as a team.
Yeah, and you're 100% right. Both teams have underachieved, although USF, you know, they've played Alabama and Miami, so obviously
Right.
they're two games. But you guys played Army, who's undefeated, 21st in the country, and also Michigan State as well. And then a surprisingly good Connecticut UConn team, which I didn't have any idea that they were good. And then I watched the game with you guys, and they're better than I thought they were. You know, I mean, they have a lot of weapons. And I thought they, you know, brought to a lot to the table. But this game this week is like I said, it's if FAU comes to play, they have the weapons. So, like you said, South Florida having a down year and giving up a lot of points too. You know, so this could be one of those turning points. Who do you look to come through and maybe have a career game or have a game that maybe be able to list on each side of the ball? Does Phil Dunham come up with an interception or two that kind of switches things around? Do we get a Mobley running game that maybe clicks, or a quarterback or a receiver, or a DN that comes and makes a sack, a strip sack? What do we look for this week? Because I know that no one's been that consistent where, you know, at most schools like a University of Miami can say, well, Cam Ward's going to have a good game, this and that. Is there anybody that you can pinpoint that has an opportunity to maybe play above what they have been playing?
Well, I mean, the names you just mentioned are great because, it's, like I said, I think this is going to be a really close game. So I think things like takeaways are going to be really, really huge and crucial in this game. So any of the DBs, like you said, Phillip Dunham, CJ Hurd, those are two that you should watch because Day Day Hill, one of their premier corners, he's been dealing with some injuries. I'm not too sure about his status for Saturday. So those are two names on the defensive end you should look at. But on the offensive end, like you said, Mobley or CJ Campbell, because in my eye, their best performances on offense are when the running backs are at their best. And in my, I think they provide a really good 1-2
Yeah.
punch. I think Mobley is, you know, a better first and second down back. And then Hurd is a really, really good out of the backfield. So I think if they can run the ball effectively and, you know, give Cam Fancher, you know, time, make him
Yeah.
comfortable, that's when the offense will be at their best, when they're running the ball really well.
Good stuff. Cam, let everybody know how you follow you, website, also social media.
Oh, they can catch all my content on owls247.com, and they can find me on Twitter at CamPriester247.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. Cam Priester ends what has been a great show. Danny, thanks so much. We will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.